5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Woo-hoo! Show has flown by today.
Yep, I'm going to fly home to get one of these Funky Buddhas, too.
Someone's going to win in this segment a $50 gift card for the Funky Buddha Brewery Tap Room in Oakland Park, where you could use it on beer or yukatats.
Oof.
Or
bison burger.
Bison burger. Those pretzels were great.
Chicken wings.
Mm, their food is so good. So we're going to play a little quick round of Cheers 2. You want to do the headlines real quick first, and then I'll get to Cheers 2, Solana?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We haven't even touched this today yet, but it's National Cat Day.
Well, you just took my Cheers, too, so there you go. Way to lead with that.
The Dolphins have made a couple moves today. Was that really your Cheers, too?
That was my Cheers, too.
I'm going to cheer a cat.
I'm going to cheer my cat.
Hell with that ugly-ass cat.
Beautiful cat. Why on earth would you lead with that on the headlines when
just today,
the Dolphins have put Xavier Howard on IR. They've traded for Aqib Talib, and they've cut Nick O'Leary. The Heat have a game tonight in a couple of hours against the Atlanta Hawks and Trae Young.
Deion Waiters isn't playing.
It's Miami FSU week. Why on earth would you lead with that?
Those are your headlines. They're brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Now over to weather. That's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla. It is currently partly cloudy. Tonight, the low will drop to 78 degrees. Again, you can visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
That tickled me. You're upset, but that tickled
well,
me.
Well, he has
oh,
had.
Oh, you forgot the World Series, by the way.
I believe. Just a show from hell.
8:07 p.m. start time.
Because he's not good. I said to this. I said to you guys this during one of the commercial breaks.
What was that?
He's not good off the cuff.
Mm-mm.
And so earlier in the show, I was doing a phone bit where it's Brian Flores talking to Aqib Talib, and I keep hitting the dial tone, and it's funny, and the texts are coming in.
Yeah.
And then I said to Solana, "Hey, do your headlines as if you're calling me." Pretend like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Which was baffling to me because I had just done it for 10 minutes.
Hey, and how do you?
And if I said pretend to call me right now, Crowder, you'd go bring hello, Hawk. It's Crowder.
Yes.
I mean, it's like it's. So he goes, I don't know. What do you mean? And then so I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, can you give it more clarity? And the bit was going so well.
Yes.
And then later on in the program, I talk about some of the work that the radio station is doing to fight cancer. And then I say my own personal story and that I'm emceeing the Purple Stride Walk against pancreatic cancer in Boca Raton on November 17th. And then I say to Crowder kind of goofingly, do you have, because I had talked about cancer for 5 minutes, do you have a take on cancer?
I hate it.
I wish it was eradicated.
Yes.
And then I say to Solana, do you have a take on cancer? No. Because he didn't want to offend cancer. He just doesn't think well. And now 5 o'clock when people get in their cars and really want to know what's going on in the world. Like not everybody can be on Twitter all day long. Instead of talking about the Dolphins putting Xavier Howard on IR or trading for Aqib Talib or cutting Nick O'Leary, he wants to talk about, hey, it's cat day. Which is what I was going to bring up for Cheers too.
Got
to
give people the important stuff.
He was being sensitive to cancer's feelings.
Yeah, he didn't want to offend cancer. Solana, do you have a take on cancer? No. I saw the trouble LeBron got in for having a take on the China situation. You're not going to trick me into going down that road. I say something negative about cancer. Next thing you know, all of a sudden cancer's got it in for me.
Well, there's a lot of things with two sides. I'll give you that.
Cancer, not one of them.
It's not one of them.
But he played the fence on that one, Jack. He played the fence.
That was weird.
That was so weird.
No.
All right. Well, go around the room quickly. Give our cheers to. I'm giving cheers to my cat Rocky, who I had a moment where Crowder was at my house and he was petting Rocky and Rocky was climbing all over him. It was really a
when
great
the hell
moment.
Did that happen?
Remember when you were at the house?
And that was sick ass Barry. That was not me. That was your buddy.
My old
Barry.
College roommate was climbing on you and you were petting him. No, today is National Cat Day, and I give cheers to my cat, Rocky, best cat on the planet. Cheers to you, Rocky.
Raggedy-ass cat.
Don't you dare talk about Rocky
that way.
I've seen
that raggedy cat.
He is a beautiful cat. No, what are you talking about? What?
That cat is nasty.
What?
Nasty.
Oh, that cat's my best friend.
Why you shove him in the closet when people come over?
I don't shove him in the closet. He goes in the closet.
No, because he's antisocial and evil.
He's got a free roam of the house.
And roam his ass in the street.
He'll sleep right on your head if you sleep over.
I would choke him.
All right, who are you giving cheers to?
I am giving cheers to Kenyon Drake for getting an opportunity to play football. He played 54 games for the Dolphins. They only started him 16 times. He got 6 carries a game with the Miami Dolphins. He led the NFL in rushing over the last 5 weeks of 2016 season. Comes back in 17, and they still put him on the bench and give him 6 carries a game. Hopefully in Arizona, somebody will utilize Kenyon Drake so he can actually start his NFL career. My cheers to is to Kenyon Drake for having a team that might believe in him.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, you better shut your trap and stay in your lane. Solana is an award-winning weatherman. You're not even the most important person other than 10 other people at a Panthers game. Yeah, that's fair. We were going to have John Kingemi on today because I was arguing whether I was more famous than John Kingemi, but we got too busy today. Are we going to have him on later in the week, maybe?
Yeah, Thursday.
All right. I talked to him last night.
And what does he think? Did you ask him if he's more famous than me?
Hands down, yeah.
Really? He said that?
Yeah.
Big mouth. Who are you giving cheers to, Solana?
Yeah, people in the science community. We have each other's backs.
You and John Kingemi?
He's in the science community,
me
too?
No, me and the texter.
Oh,
gotcha.
I'm giving cheers to Jimmy Butler. He's going to play tonight. It's his first game, and I know it sounds easy, but he just had his first daughter, his first kid, named her Riley, which I love. It just oozes culture. But seriously, cheers to him for his first kid.
But why'd you make it sound like it's difficult for him to play, though? Cause he didn't have the child. Not to take Crowder's stance on it, but he physically didn't. You said, you know, it's going to be difficult because he just had his first child.
No. Did I say it was going to be difficult?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean it was going to be difficult. Like, I'm giving cheers to him because he's going to play. He hasn't played yet. He's finally going to make his debut for the Miami Heat tonight at home. And, of course, he just had his kid as well.
So you just restated what you just told us?
It's not hard to make a baby either.
I may have misspoke. I apologize. It's not going to be difficult.
What? What's happening here? Do you have a new take on cancer? Go ahead. Yeah, 10 seconds, the floor is yours.
I hope cancer ceases to exist.
Unless you're for it. And in that case, I understand. Was the strangest
that was
thing.
Weird. I'm not going to lie, Sly. That was
you have
weird.
A take on cancer? No. Pass.
Okay, but to be fair, it's a weird question to ask somebody. Just spur of the moment. Hey, you have a take on cancer?
Right, but it's a pretty easy answer. Like, there's not many ways to go on that one. I'm with you. Weird question. What's your take on cancer? But weirder not to have the standard cancer sucks.
Yeah.
like it's pretty easy.
Right, but
I went with the cancer
laughed.
Sucks.
We laughed this whole time in the show. I'm looking at you guys. I can't not laugh when I'm looking at you guys. You know that. And you ask me, hey, you have a take on cancer. If I say
you're not giving it any context. I had just spoken 5 minutes about the heat help cure that the radio stations are doing, and then about my dad and mom and their battles with cancer that they both lost. Like, we weren't ha-ha goofing around, and then I said, hey, what do you think about cancer? It's not exactly the way that it transpired. Crowder was okay with the question. He answered pretty quickly. Cancer sucks. Wish it was gone.
Yeah, but you guys planned that before the show.
Oh, yeah. That was a conversation we had on the way in.
Kim, who are you giving cheers to, Kim? You have a chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery here.
Okay, my cheers is to spending some money at Twin Peaks with the three great Miami kickers.
Spending money at Twin Peaks with the three great Miami kickers. I was trying to promote people to come out to Twin Peaks. And instead of saying if you want to have some drinks, or I just said if you want to spend some money, which is not what I meant to say. Mike in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Mike?
I want to give cheers to Jimmy Butler and him and his daughter Riley, man. I think that's so cool. That's so Miami, man, the culture, man. And I think I just think Jimmy is the best, man.
Are you related to Solana?
That. I think he's going to get Solana's vote is my what he's man. Doing there. That's a very savvy play on Cheers 2. Josh in Miami. Who are you giving Cheers to, Josh?
Yeah, that's funny. I was going with Jimmy Buckets, too, but I'm going to switch up, man. I'm going to give it to my man, Minka Fitzpatrick, man, for them two picks. You already know.
Minka, yeah, had a couple of picks last night. Obviously wanted to ball out against his former team. Thomas in Fort Lauderdale. Who are you giving cheers to, Thomas?
I want to give cheers to O.J. McDuffie for admitting that he still sews.
I'll tell you what. That was, if you missed our interview with O.J. McDuffie at 4 o'clock, he is on his way now to be inducted into the Broward County Sports Hall of Fame, along with Roberto Luongo, Guy Harvey, yeah. And O.J. McDuffie on with us at 4 o'clock, revealed he's got a sewing machine in his house. He sews. He could hem my pants with no problem. Said it with swagger and confidence.
Made his wife's Halloween
dress.
Costume. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one. That happens to be a good nomination right there. Andrew in West Palm Beach. Who are you giving cheers to, Andrew?
I'm giving cheers to the one and only Joe Rose for doing the Monday night broadcast and then having to fly back to Miami and do the broadcast in the morning. For 560.
I mean, he's not exactly laying roof tile there. I don't want to diminish what he does, but I mean, what happened? He flew back from Pittsburgh. How long is that flight? 2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2-3 hours. What? Free meal, great meal, comfortable chairs. I don't know if that's a cheers to Joe Rose.
Yeah, he's just doing his job.
And it's not philanthropy. You know?
He's, right. He's getting paid.
Yeah, it's not science.
Barry, who are you giving cheers to, Barry?
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue.
Like just America?
Yeah, this is a song. Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. A duck, maybe somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a Dilly through and through. Oh, you may think that this is the end, but it is.
Oh, he's getting my vote. I can tell you.
Was he freestyling? What's that? That was off the top.
That was Kendrick Lamar. You didn't recognize his voice?
Bring on Kendrick, man. How you gonna give him 10 seconds? Is that a real song? A duck, somebody's mama.
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. I've heard that before.
A duck is somebody's mama. Come on, man. That's not. That's not a real song.
All right. I don't have time for anymore because we got to do 15 minutes of heat. You've got caller one, spending money at Twin Peaks. caller two, Jimmy Butler. Caller three, Minka Fitzpatrick. Caller four, O.J. McDuffie. Caller five, Joe Rose. Caller six, three cheers for the red, white, and blue. My vote is going to Thomas in Fort Lauderdale. Caller number four, giving cheers to O.J. McDuffie. It's a big night for him, so I give him cheers to anyway. And he revealed something on the show that was shocking to me, so it gave us good fodder. I vote for him. Who are you voting for, Crowder?
I'm voting for Kim, number one.
Spending money at Twin Peaks.
Got off two jokes during that, spending money at Twin Peaks.
Referenced the show from a week ago.
And the three kickers at Miami, and all of them can't make a kick. Yes, I'm going with Kim.
All right, Solana, you are going to be the deciding vote here.
Let's go Kim. I like Kim.
All right, Kim in Fort Lauderdale. There's your winner. She gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. When you're at the tap room, Kim, I highly recommend the Yucca Tots. That's no lie.
They're special.
Those things are legit. All right, a rousing rendition of the Funky Buddha Brewery. Cheers to Andre Aldridge is going to join us in the next segment. We do 15 minutes of heat every day around 2:15 and 5:15. Andre Aldridge, sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks television network for Fox Sports Southeast, I believe. So we'll talk a little Heat Hawks with him. They play tonight. What time is the tip-off tonight, Solana? 7:30?
7:30.
All right, so we'll talk with Andre Aldridge about Heat Hawks tonight. First, let me talk about the Cheetah. We are a couple days away from Halloween. Forget about another year of handing out candy at home. There's a much better option for making the most of Halloween night. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs will be putting a decidedly sexy spin on the scariest day of the year. You can enjoy a frighteningly seductive night out with their lineup of sweet and sultry adult entertainers. Hang out at the Cheetah for their freaky Fright Night Halloween Bash. It's this Thursday. They'll have a costume contest, drink specials, buffet, and more. Halloween at the Cheetah. Can't beat it. And got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour until 6. In the biz, guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab tonight. Also, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. And then I always remind you, you got to become a VIP at the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs. This is the VIP membership you want. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. And you can check out their website for all the info. The website is cheetahsofl.com. Going to give you 15 minutes of Heat. Andre Aldridge, sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks. He's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. Yeah, yeah. Do a little 15 minutes of Heat here.
Is this for Andre?
What a man.
I want to talk with him now.
I was texting with Jason Jackson earlier today. He's like, yeah, my guy Dre.
Okay.
He'll throw it down. So
okay.
Maybe this is for Andre.
Pull salt and pepper now. I'm a fool with him.
15 minutes of Heat. Heat hosts the Hawks tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Then the Hawks host the Heat Thursday night in Atlanta. So you got one of those kind of back-to-backs with a night in between, and we're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Andre Aldridge is a veteran NBA reporter. He's the current sideline reporter and host for the Atlanta Hawks, and you've probably seen him over the years, NBA TV and ESPN and whatnot, and you can catch him on Fox Sports Southeast if you've got the package for the Atlanta Hawks broadcasts, and he is with us right now. Hello, Andre.
Hey, man, great to be on with you guys. How you doing?
Was that the appropriate song? What a man! Did we nail it?
Well, I'm gonna be honest from the top. There's some of my people back home. They don't want me on the show with Channing because Channing knocked heads in high school and then didn't stay in state to go to college.
So look at that. Let's go.
Georgia.
Let's do this now.
Let's forget about the NFL. There's folks back in Georgia still a little bit heated that a guy could knock heads, you know, and be an all-state guy, and then he doesn't stay in the Peach State and decides to become a Gator. So there's that, but I still came on.
Let's address the elephant in the room, Crowder.
But Andre, man, them UGA sponsors got to come a little stronger now.
Okay, those
Bull Gators were off the chain.
End of discussion. Okay, I'm not mad at you.
No, but you actually, he was going to go to Georgia.
No,
he was.
I was committed to UGA for 3 weeks when Spurrier left and went to the Redskins, but then I love Charlie Strong. I went to UF to play for Charlie Strong because I love Charlie Strong.
I got you.
But I was not going to South Carolina. When Zook brought him to Florida, that's what made me change.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right. That's legit. That's legit.
But man,
I've heard of the Gators changing some other people's minds, so I can never get the full story, but that's a great story right there.
Appreciate it.
Crowder, tell some great stories about Atlanta though and growing up.
More off air stuff, Andre.
I'm not mad.
Andre Aldridge is with us, and again, sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks television broadcast. So your Hawks and our Heat, both 2-1 to start their respective seasons. What have you learned about the Hawks in the first three games? I have fallen in love with Trae Young. What have you learned?
Well, you know, the interesting thing to watch, and obviously youth being served in a sense on both sides, although you guys will have the debut of a legit NBA star in Jimmy Butler tonight. But to take you back to last season, and sure, Trae comes in with all the accolades and all of the news from college. But as far as our team is concerned and his individual play, the first 30 games of last season, was a real question mark for both, and a lot of those games were 20 and 25 points, definitely double digit deficits for a good part of many of those games, and Trey was still trying to figure everything out. First game of last season, we're in New York, Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks blitz him right away, and it's like, oh, it's going to be like this. Yes, it's going to be like this. But a light went off about 30 games in, and the team became competitive. He raised his game. The vets around that team were always solidly behind him. And to watch what he's done so far, albeit in three games this season, the sky's the limit for a kid who's only played 85 games in the NBA.
And, Andre, what's the realistic expectations for this team? Because the East isn't that strong. There's some, you know, it's top-heavy. But you look at the Jabari Parker, Chandler Parsons, Cam Reddish. They have some young guys. They have some vets. Like, what is the realistic expectation for the Atlanta Hawks?
I think coming into the season, realistically, you have to say that you're strong on the second year of the rebuild. And so you wouldn't want to say playoffs, despite how the East looks and despite Kawhi going out west or anything, out loud. But to be around these guys and to see how competitive that locker room is, I think they have real plans on somehow getting in there. Now, look, just like you guys, when I say youth, I mean – we're starting two rookies. That hasn't happened in about 40 years for the Hawks. Reddish is 20. DeAndre Hunter's 21. Trey Young's 21. The pride of West Palm Beach, John Collins, is 22. Our oldest starter is Alex Lynn, who's 26. So the fact that you have that youth, and I realize that Miami's starting a 19-year-old and Tyler Hero, too, I really believe that the positivity from our side is much better and much bigger than we thought it was during the offseason.
You do have 42-year-old Vince Carter, though, on the roster.
Hey, listen, and he's one of seven top 10 picks on the squad. So even though that's from the 89 draft, look, the basketball IQ, regardless of what guys have done, I mean, you mentioned Jabari Parker. Sure, on his fifth team. And Jabari Parker is still only 24 years old, so maybe he has the toolkit of a 15-year vet with two torn ACLs and the trades and the expectations of being a high pick. But I think all these guys are feeding off of Vince Carter. Vince isn't just like a coach on the bench. The last 5 minutes of the last two games, he's out there for good reason because he can still play.
I was going to say that. I watched the game Saturday night. I may have had a little bit of action on it, but I watched the game Saturday night. Vince Carter was out there playing quality minutes at the end. Like, he was really giving you something.
You know, it's funny because a few years ago we had Elton Brand. And if you want to have an all-world, just great guy team that nobody says anything bad about over a 20-year period, Elton might be the captain of that team. But Vince is pretty much on there, too. And even though it's toward the end of the career, because of injuries, Elton ended up playing way more than he expected. And as he would tell us off camera, this is hurting me a little bit, guys. But, you know, I have to do this for my team, but that's not the plan. Vince is the other way. Vince is like, I feel like I can play, so I want to play. And if the opportunity is there from the coach, I'm going to get out there and do it. And I think that's what you saw Saturday night. That's also what we saw in Detroit.
Andre Aldridge is with us. 15 minutes of Heat. Again, Heat hosts the Hawks tonight at the American Airlines Arena, and then they will be in Atlanta on Thursday night. Same two teams matching up. Like you said, tonight we're going to see the debut of Jimmy Butler in a Miami Heat uniform. In your mind, what is he? Top 15 player in the league? Is that fair?
Absolutely.
So he brings what? Like, he is, I mean, for us down here, we talk about the Heat DNA, Heat culture all the time. I think he is the epitome of what the Heat is all about.
But I think you can put that on an 18-inch banner headline right there. That's absolutely true. You know, you talk about his game and everything he does. Let's think back to maybe the biggest story of last year was that practice in Minnesota that he supposedly disrupted and dominated because he was trying to get out of there. And for all the headline news that kind of generated over a 3 or 4 day period, it wasn't until Jimmy himself talked about it and said, I actually didn't take a shot in that practice. And that wasn't what was coming out of there, but he did still dominate everything up there without taking a shot in that practice pretty much because of all the swag that he brings to the floor. And I think that's perfect. And also, you know, I'm talking about the youth on our side. Granted, our season's 2 or 3 games long so far, but you guys have 31% of your total points coming from the rookies. That's the biggest number in the league so far. And when we're down here in a preseason game, Bam Adebayo played all games last season. But for me, those are the type of guys that you say buy into what this is all about, what your culture is all about down here. And I believe his numbers through a couple of games, he's among like five other guys that are averaging 15 points, 10 boards, and five assists. And there's only five others in the league who are doing that. Granted, it's two or three games. But I just think that and your culture, and then you put in a legit superstar like Jimmy Butler, the sky really is the limit here in the East for your squad because you do have that superstar player.
And, Dre, talking about young guys that are kind of coming out, Kendrick Nunn, like Tyler Hero was the high pick, but Kendrick Nunn right now, 25, 18, 24 in the first three games, he's balling. But it was interesting, you brought up Trae Young and how you said the NBA kind of figured him out. They started blitzing him, and he had to adjust to that. Mm-hmm. Is that going to happen soon to Kendrick Nunn? Are they going to figure him out and he's going to have to start adjusting his game?
Man, I know that he'll be a big part of scouting reports, but I don't – and his minutes will obviously be adjusted for everybody with Jimmy coming back. But how do you do that when Jimmy Butler's on that squad? I don't know. I think that's a tough question for the opposition if he continues to do what they do. And so, Channing, you know, as a pro athlete or even the success you had in high school and in college, it's great to have all of that behind you. But when you're between the lines, that really doesn't matter if you're going up against determined guys, if you're going up against guys that weren't drafted or guys that, you know, think they should be there and feel like they've been slighted forever and they just start proving it. There's nothing you can do about that but compete. And what we've seen from Nunn is a guy that obviously loves to compete and has been very proficient so far.
Andre Aldridge, again, tonight it's Heat and Hawks at the American Airlines Arena. Thursday night, Heat and Hawks up in Atlanta. And Andre Aldridge, you can watch him all season on Fox Sports Southeast, where he is the sideline reporter for the Atlanta Hawks.
Andre, they still love me at Magic City, though, man.
I know they do, and me and you and Chandler Parsons are going to get together, and you're going to tell me Gator stories that are going to blow my mind.
I got you, baby.
you don't know the half of it. Andre, you don't know the half of it. Thanks for making time for us, Andre.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
There you go. Do the same. That's Andre Aldridge from the Atlanta Hawks Television Network, and that is your 15 minutes of Heat. 5 o'clock hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. We were just talking about Halloween being Thursday. I've already dipped into my Halloween candy at home.
I hate it, man.
Crowder's done the same. Because you put it in the bowl, because you know, and then you just walk past it. And
grab one.
There it is.
Grab another.
And it's already making appearances throughout the radio station here. You know, people buy it, and then they bring in a little bowl. And all right, let me grab this Milky Way.
They offer it to you. You can't say no.
We have a ton of stuff to play for you in this segment. This is going to be fun, this segment, so don't go anywhere.
Y'all got to get over to Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and see my homeboy Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has those award-winning line of Chevys y'all see out on the road, and Eric Nunez will save you thousands over any other dealer in the nation on these Chevys. Other dealers bring their mother and father and spouses to Eric because he can hook you up better than they can hook themselves up, and Loop Back Road is your Silverado headquarters as well. You got to check out those pickup trucks, but the entire line of cars and trucks at Loop Back Road is amazing. You got to find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals every time you go down there and see Eric. Go see how a real dealership is run. It is beautiful. It is amazing. The inside so clean. The cars so nice. The sales staff, the service department, they win awards. The cars win awards. Eric will hook you up. Go see how it's really done. Conveniently located off 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Loop Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
So someone had pointed out via text or Twitter that, you know, Solana had mentioned at 5 o'clock that today is National Cat Day, and I gave my cheers to my cat, Rocky, who's really just a tremendous cat. I can't say enough good words about Rocky.
Raggedy ass.
But someone said, how could you guys celebrate National Cat Day and not play the most monumental segment in the history of this radio station that has to do with a cat? So, and we're on a simulcast now. But when it was 560 only, John Renshaw was a midday host, and they had paired him with Alex Dono. John Renshaw had possibly, allegedly, mm-hmm. you know, issues.
What you got there? What you got?
I don't know. So he may not have been in the right frame of mind when this particular show was taking place. So allow me to paint the scene for you. Poor old Alex Dono. We all know him and love him. He's the friendliest. You're doing the show with him tomorrow. Yes. I'm off tomorrow.
Gentle
soul.
Sheltered.
Wants to make sure everyone's having a great day. He is an accommodator.
Yes.
Love Alex Dono. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in this business.
Yep.
They pair him with this Renshaw, who I've never met, and Renshaw is having an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Dono's trying to be nice. So picture the scene. Renshaw's behind one mic. Dono's behind another. Renshaw, at this point, probably has been blabbering about things that made no sense anyway, and Dono's just trying to, he's probably having one of those moments where it's like, all right, let's just keep it together for 3 hours. I'll get out of here and forget today ever happened. And then Renshaw believes he sees his cat in the studio. And the studios back then, I mean, this is a very palatial studio, but the studio that they were working in, as I said, was the dying Apollo 13 spacecraft.
10 by 5?
I mean, and just asbestos falling out of the ceiling as if it was a salt shaker. Like, it was just awful. And Renshaw believes he sees his cat.
One of the biggest blowouts I remember. Is my cat in here? No. I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
It's my favorite. There's so many reasons I love that segment. Dono asks him, what's the name of the cat? And to Renshaw, that's the craziest thing he's ever heard. I don't know. Renshaw's talking about seeing a cat in the studio that doesn't exist, and he can't believe Dono would ask him what's the name of the guy. I don't know. Then he goes, it might be my cat, though. My cat's Nova. And then he says, if I mispronounced his name, I apologize. To whom?
First of all,
you named it. So whatever you call the cat is its name. And secondly, I don't think he's going to get offended if you pronounced his name incorrectly, which seems pretty difficult to do anyway.
Nova.
So now that you have all that context, listen to it one more time as we celebrate National Cat Day.
One of the biggest blowouts I remember. Is my cat in here? No, I can swear I just saw a cat run to the studio and touch you.
And you got problems, bro.
I remember. No, I just thought I saw a cat. I don't know how that would be a problem. I just didn't see the cat.
What's his name?
I don't know. My cat's Nova. I didn't know if it was my cat or not. If I mispronounce my cat, I do apologize.
It is brilliant. If I mispronounced my cat, I apologize. So happy National Cat Day, everybody.
Take care of yourself out there. Don't do that to yourself.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself.
I saw Joe Zagacki in the hall, and he's doing a radio interview right now, or he would have jumped in here, but Joe said, how were the calls that we did this week on the broadcast? If you missed it earlier, we played it, but quickly I will play this for you. Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, they work some calls into the Hurricanes broadcast on our behalf, and we always appreciate it. So one of the calls we gave them was Mr. Rogers. It was a UM Pitt game, and Mr. Rogers is an alumni from University of Pittsburgh. Here is Don Bailey Jr. working Mr. Rogers into the broadcast.
Second and goal from the one. Last week, Miami 3 for 7 in the red zone. Perry Harris dives over the goal line. There's three in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Hurricanes have the lead in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cameron Harris jumps in for the touchdown, busting into the end zone.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Touchdown, Hurricanes.
I'll be your neighbor.
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty.
It's so great. It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood at the end. Then we gave Don Bailey Jr. my favorite Cosby Show scene, Gordon Gartrell. It's a designer, and Theo wants a Gordon Gartrell shirt, and Cliff will not give him the money for it. In fact, my old friend Barry texted me one of the funnier lines from that episode, which was Cliff says to him, "No boy deserves a $100 shirt unless he's on stage singing with his four brothers." It's a great line. So he only gives him $40. Theo Huxtable gives the $40 to his sister Denise, who makes a Gordon Gartrell. It's an awful shirt.
Sleeves are different.
Sleeves are different lengths. The pocket's in the wrong place. And he yells at her, "Denise!
Denise!"
Here's Don Bailey Jr. working Denise into the broadcast.
After the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, kicking team number 94, 15-yard penalty, will be enforced from the end of the run, first down.
So on the punt, Headley is called for a personal foul. He punted it down inside the 9-yard line, and now it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and Pittsburgh gets out of jail.
Denise!
That's so great.
Oh, we need some help.
And then finally, from the scene in Superbad, where they're at the party and they want Michael Cera to sing "These Eyes." They want him to sing because his brother flew all the way in from Scottsdale. They're all coked up. He's in the wrong room in the house. Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki actually sang and recreated that scene from Superbad.
The Canes will go for two. Cameron Harris gives it to Harley. Harley's going to throw it for Mallory. Jump ball. Intercepted in the end zone by Pinnock. He can ride it out. Pinnock is going to be tackled in the end zone. The Hurricanes have taken the lead on a dart from Jaron Williams. 32 magical yards from Williams to Osborne on a 9-play, 62-yard drive. The two-point conversion fails. Miami leads 16-12 at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're not going to sing for him?
These eyes are crying. These eyes have never, blah, 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 blah.
These eyes never thought we'd see a finish like this today.
Oh, so good. Well done, Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. And
get him, Joe.
Happy National Cat Day to Renshaw and Nova and Alex Dono as well. And honestly, what a great show, but there's a lot that's going on. If you just get in your car, Nick O'Leary was released by the Dolphins, the tight end. They have placed Xavien Howard on IR, and they have traded for Aqib Talib and a fifth-round pick from the Rams, although I don't think Aqib Talib will ever play it down for the Dolphins, but they did get that fifth-round pick. So it's been a loaded potato of a program.
Guys, does having ED have you down? Well, things at Advantage Medical Partners are looking up, and that is pun intended. They use the latest patented and proven effective treatments for ED that really increase blood flow and helps generate new blood tissue naturally. Get results that last, not one night, not one week. Ones that last. This is not your typical ED clinic. There's no needles. There's no surgery. There's no nonsense. Experience a better love life and performance at any age, regardless of your medical conditions. Solutions include the most popular Waves Gain treatment. You've heard about it a lot. They have it, and it works. Testosterone replacement as well, and anti-aging therapies. Having ED is not a curse. It is a choice. You are choosing to have it. The holidays are right around the corner, so go get your love life back and give Advantage Medical Partners a call. No needles, no surgery, no nonsense. Give them a call to get you right. You'll get your doctor consultation for free. Mention this ad, and you'll also get your first treatment free with the purchase of any package. They have two convenient locations. You got to give them a call. Don't choose ED. 888-55-FIX-ED. That's 888-55-XIX-ED. Or go to AdvantageMedicalPartners.com. You don't need no needles. You don't need no surgery. You don't need no nonsense. All you need is Advantage Medical Partners.
All right, that is going to do it for us. I'm off tomorrow. Alex Dono will be in for me. Crowder will be here, though. And so I'll speak with you on, what's Thursday? El Jueves?
Jueves.
Jueves. And Crowder will speak with you mañana.
Huh?
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona, and you're not going to sing for him?
Pretend like you're calling me with headlines, Solana.
How do I pretend to call you?
Three cheers for the red, white, and blue. A duck may be somebody's mother. Be kind to the denizen of the swamp. He's a dilly through and through.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.